إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون Praise be to Allah. After praising Him, seeking His forgiveness, guidance and mercy and refuge in Him, and declaring that there is no God but Allah worthy of worship and He has no partners, that Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is His slave and messenger. We begin by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed or made obligatory for you as it was made obligatory and prescribed for those before you. So perhaps you may gain taqwa. Dear brothers and sisters, so it's here, finally arrived. The month of Ramadan, the month of blessing, the month of goodness, the month of forgiveness and mercy. And, you know, this is a day of rejoicing. I know that we've been in lockdown, the majority of us, and others at the front line for many weeks now. And many of us were, perhaps some of us, not many of us, were thinking that how difficult it's going to be after all this long period of lockdown to face fasting in Ramadan. And some were even mentioning out on the social medias about perhaps COVID-19 cancelling Ramadan and fasting in Ramadan for everybody. Let's first acknowledge, no doubt, the difficulties. It is not basically a play in the park being locked down, despite all the goodness in it, but there are trials with it. It is difficult. We're not meant to live a life like this. As somebody said, i'tikaf in masajid is not going to be possible. And somebody replied, well, we've already been doing i'tikaf. Of course, we don't mean by i'tikaf the i'tikaf that comes with ibadah, but in lockdown, in habs. And that comes with difficulty and trials. Trials between husband and wife, trials between children and parents, and all those who are living under the same, and trials of not being able to see other loved ones and friends and those people we're close to, and not being able to go out for many other things. So this in itself no doubt has trials, but it has its, as I've mentioned in other reminders and talks before, this trial and tribulation has its benefits as well. And has, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that for human beings is nothing except which they strive for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى ثُمَّ, and then he says, and surely the striving that's being done, وَنَسَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يَرَى, his striving, his or her striving, will soon be seen. Soon be seen, meaning on the Day of Judgment, meaning its results will soon be seen. ثُمَّ يُجَزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى, and then he or she will be rewarded with full reward, full compensation. So the greater the trial, the greater the effort, whatever we put in, the greater the reward and the greater the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. So I say, abshiru, receive glad tidings, brothers and sisters. Muslims should never be those who get down. Our iman will always keep us in the positive mode. And so said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ajabal li amril mu'min. Inna amrahu kullahu khair wa laysa dhalika illa lil mu'min. A hadith which I mentioned before, I haven't got time to go into all of it, but just remind us that amazing is the affair of a believer, and it is only amazing for a believer. Iman is the only thing, really, and without it, it's impossible to realize this. Iman makes us realize that we are always in the positive. We are always fortunate. We are always potentially being rewarded. In asabathu sarra'u shakar fakana khairallah. If any kind of goes through a good turn, good times faced by the believer, then he or she is grateful to shukr, and it is good for him or her. And if when asabathu darra'u sabr fakana khairallah, and if he or she faces difficulty, tribulation, bad times, and they have sabr, then it is indeed good for him or her as well. And talking of sabr, this is the month of sabr. This is the month of sabr indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this month as a blessing for us. It is only our iman which makes us feel and lighten the burdens of its obligation, lifting the difficulty from us, and instead giving us increase in iman, and really receiving glad tidings. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Muslim, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan full of iman and hoping of reward from Allah, that's our niyyah, that's the intention behind the fasting, it is to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have his or her, all her previous sins forgiven. وَفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. That is bushra, that is glad tidings. What kind of, who gives these offers except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who do we have to turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, to whom all of creation is heading, to whom all of creation will stand before him very soon, those who have gone and those who are on the path and journey to him. So to have that in our account, of fasting in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet starts with giving the glad tidings from Allah of having all the previous sins forgiven. So the Prophet sallam, as is reported again from Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, and hadith alladhi akhrajahu Ahmad wa Nasa'i wa ghayru, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لما حضر رمضان قد جاءكم شهر مبارك فرض الله عليكم صيامه تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم وتغلش فيه الشياطين فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. That's beautiful hadith, that when Abu Hurairah says, when Ramadan arrived, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed what has come to you is a month of blessing, shahrun mubarak, full of blessing. This is a blessing for us. Allah has made fasting of it obligatory for us, for the believers. In it, the gates of paradise have been opened, flung open. That's hence the barakah. Gates of paradise, meaning easy to get into paradise. Barakah, mercy, forgiveness is being showered on the believers who are fasting in this blessed month. So that's the part of the meaning of tuftahu fihi abwaabul jannah, wa tughlaqu fihi abwaabul jahim, and the gates of hellfire have been closed. Wa tughallu fihi shayateen, and the shaitans have been yoked, or in one riwayah, tusaffadu fihi shayateen, they are being shackled, the shaitans are being shackled, and the gates of hellfire are being closed, meaning that it's actually for a believer now difficult to get into hellfire unless they are bent on trying to do it by doing bad deeds. And it's been made easier for the believer by shackling the shayateen from ins and jinns. And some people said, I think they said it as a joke. In this month with COVID-19, it's not the shaitans who have been chained, but we seem to have been chained by being put into lockdown. Of course, that's not true. However funny it sounds, the reality is the shaitans have been on free range and still affecting us despite our lockdown. In the way that human beings have been behaving in a negative sense. There's been lots of positives, no doubt, and we hope we have a lot of positives in our homes and those who are working at the front lines and in the essential services, etc. But there's been negatives in society as well. Shaitans have been rampant in what they've been spreading, whether it's with anger or discourse in the families, etc. We can go on. But here, we're talking about shaitans being restrained or chained, shaitans from ins and jinn. Of course, we know in this blessed month, evil doesn't stop happening. This closing of hellfire doors and shaitans being chained is for the believer who is fasting when they are able to fast. Of course, when they are not able to fast, they're still included in the month of Ramadan. So people shouldn't get the wrong idea, whether out of illness or old age or being in the front line in saving lives. They are included in this bushra and glad tiding that the shaitans have been chained for them and the gates of hellfire have been closed for them and the gates of paradise have been flung open for them to gather the jewels and the pearls for going into paradise. So this is No doubt, a time of great blessing, and we feel it. When we were thinking a few weeks ago, oh, it's going to be really difficult to fast, you know, we're already on lockdown, blah, blah, blah. Now, when the month arrives, Iman will give us that feeling. Until you arrive to that station and place full of Iman, like the Prophet ﷺ said, Iman and wahtisaban, full of Iman and hoping for a reward from Allah, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stretching our hands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our scenario and our feelings and our challenge becomes different. It becomes rather than a big mountain, it becomes like a small hill. And you'll see, brothers and sisters, as we all will see, as the first few days go on, how our iman increases, how our strength against shaitan increases, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes fasting a shield for us then, and how we will feel differently than we did when we were a few weeks away or even at the beginning. So receive glad tidings, brothers and sisters, of a wonderful time that has arrived for us. A really blessed time. As the Prophet ﷺ then further said, Fihi layla, in it is a night which is better than 1,000 months of worship, more than 83 plus years, as some ulama said. Man hurima khayruha faqad hurim. Whoever, really it means whoever misses out in its goodness, the night of Laylatul Qadr, they really have lost. They really are losers. They've really lost great, great benefit. Well, 83 plus years of worship they've lost out on. So this is the hadith which is authentic and Nasa'i, in Ahmad and Nasa'i. Always in this season, we find that there's some murmuring and noises, and part of it is ahadith which are sent around the internet, and some imams use them as well. And one of them, which I mention nearly every year, is the one which mentions about Musa alayhi salam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you gave me the honor of speaking to me without any screens in between, or without a turjuman, a translator or a mediator between you and me. Have you given this sharaf and honor to anybody else? And in this hadith, it mentions that Allah mentions an ummah he's going to send, which is the ummah of Muhammad, that when he says that Musa alayhi salam, when I speak to you, there are 70,000 screens between us. But when ummah of Muhammad comes to break their fast and do iftar, Yeah, meaning when they make dua, there'll be no screen between. This is not a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. This is pure fabrication, raising the level of the Ummah of Muhammad over Musa ﷺ. That's against the Quran and Sunnah anyway, the whole idea. So this hadith, do not circulate it when you come across it. It is not a hadith. It is a fabrication. It is not mentioned in any hadith book, actually. And the other one, which is famous as well, which is mentioned by Ibn Khuzaymah and also mentioned by Al-Bayhaqi, but the ulama of hadith have made it clear that this hadith is weak. This hadith is weak. Daif in it is a weak person in his chain. And that's the famous one mentioning about Ramadan being the greatest of months, and that one who comes to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a good deed will be rewarded as though they had done a fad deed outside Ramadan. And one who comes with a fard deed in Ramadan will be rewarded 70 times the reward of the fard in Ramadan, which would have been different from outside Ramadan. And this one is the famous one, same hadith, which mentions the first part of this month is Rahmah, the middle part is forgiveness, Maghfirah, and the last part is being saved from hellfire. This is the hadith I'm talking about. This is weak. We don't need to use it. We don't need this weak hadith to... and we shouldn't say the Prophet ﷺ said when the hadith are weak anyway. Even in Fada'il, we shouldn't say that. Actually, the whole of the month of Ramadan is full of mercy, forgiveness, and being saved from hellfire. About great reward in it, the Prophet ﷺ, as Abu Huraira mentions in a hadith, which is in Bukhari Muslim, he says, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqal, qal Allahu azza wa jal." So hadith Qudsi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Allah says, "Kullu amalin ibn Adam lahu illa siyam, fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bih, wa siyamu junnah, fa idha kana yawmu sawmi ahadikum, فلا يرفث ولا يسخب ولا يجهل فإن شاتمه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم مرتين. This hadith which carries on, the first part is that Allah says all of the deeds of the son or daughter of Adam are for him or her. For him or her, and I explain that later, what he means, except for fasting, for that he is for me, meaning, and he says, and I will personally reward for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and fasting is a shield. The Prophet ﷺ goes on to say, fasting is a shield, and hence here we are, this is a shield. Same idea, similar idea to the hellfire, the gates being closed and shayateen, being chained or restrained. This is the same idea. Fasting is a shield at any time, the fasting, and then the fasting in the month of Ramadan, which actually protects us. And therefore the Prophet ﷺ said, so if any one of you is fasting on a day, فَلَا يَرْفُثُ, they shouldn't come out with swearing and rudeness. Yeah, swearing and rudeness. وَلَا يَسْخَبْ, or shouting and bawling, meaning in anger. Not shouting when you're playing football, hey, pass the ball here. No, shouting and bawling means with anger. وَلَا يَجْهَلْ, or behaving ignorantly or foolishly. Yeah, all this to do with behaving in a sinful manner. So when you're fasting, you shouldn't be doing these things. That is the purpose of the underlying purpose of the fast. And to the extent, not only themselves, to the extent that even if somebody else, فَإِنْ شَاتَمَهُ, if somebody else swears or insults the person, insults a person, or even tries to fight the person, yeah, then the fasting person should stop themselves from responding and reacting to that, and instead say, meaning no, Inni Sa'im, I am fasting, and repeat Inni Sa'im. That is to remind the fasting person and the one who's being offensive that I'm not going to respond back. I'm going to control myself as I control myself from food, drink, etc. Inni Sa'im Maratain. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله يوم القيامة من ريح المسك. The Prophet then said, by him in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, he's taking oath, surely the smell of the breath from the mouth of the fasting person is more fragrant with Allah on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, than the best smelling perfumes, than musk, than the smell of musk. And of course, here it's not really talking actually about walking around with bad smell, but there's a natural smell that comes out from the body and comes out through the mouth of people who have been fasting. Meaning that this part of the hadith is representing a fasting person, how valued they will be before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people misunderstood meaning that, thought that it meant we're supposed to go around with a bad breath. No, that's not the case. And brushing the teeth, etc., is still mustahab and recommended as it is in the rest of time in any other months from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. So this is talking about, and actually in the hadith version in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains it after saying this, atyabu indallahi, it is more fragrant before Allah than musk. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به والحسنة بأشرة أمثالها. This is in Bukhari, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم goes on to explain this fragrance of the this is smell from the mouth of the fasting person being more dear to Allah than the smell of musk, saying Allah says he or she left his food and left their drink and left their sexual desires, marital relationship for my sake. The fasting was for me and I will personally reward for it. And then it says, وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِأَشْرَةِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And every good deed is rewarded normally, in other words, every good deed normally is rewarded 10 times its reward, or as hadith mentions, 10 to 700 times a reward. The meaning of this, of Allah saying, I will reward for it, it means without limits. There is no limits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, if we are in this situation, in a more difficult situation, with the worry and of the spread of the virus, or our loved ones or ourselves falling seriously ill, or ending up in intensive care, or even dying, with all those worries, the effort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us even greater, brothers and sisters, even greater. So take delight in this time. And the hadith in Muslim carries on, Then saying, وَلِصَّائِمْ فَرْحَتَانْ. Again, glad tidings from words of the Prophet ﷺ. For the fasting person, there are two times of great happiness. يَفْرَحَهُمَا. That he or she gets happiness from both of them. And what are the two times? إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِ. When he or she breaks their fast, they are full of happiness and rejoicing by breaking their fast. Why? Not only because Allah gave them tawfiq to complete the fast and they feel happy they've completed another day of fasting, but by the food and drink by itself, we feel happy. That's natural. And that's fine to be happy because of that. So both meanings are in that. And then the second time of happiness, إِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِ. And when he or she meets their Lord, their Rabb, they are full of joy and happiness because of the fasting that they did. Because the fasting is now going to give them the forgiveness and mercy and take them into paradise on the day of judgment. Of course, they're going to be full of happiness. So this hadith brings out that beauty. I just want to finish that, brothers and sisters, it already started from yesterday, and don't get bogged down in this. Let's be positive and strive to be those who are happy and rejoicing in the bounty Allah sent us. And we'll have, inshallah, time to reflect and remind us on what kind of things we can be doing. I haven't got time for that today, otherwise the khutbah will become too long. But do not get entrenched in the discussion of social media of people slagging each other off, or slagging Muslim scholars, or slagging countries, whether it's Saudi Arabia or other countries or Morocco, on the sighting of the moon and what day we started. We've started on the right day, they started on the wrong day. This is all nonsensical. Actually, there is room for ijtihad. It would, of course, it'd be nice to for the Muslim community to start together on the same day and finish together on the same day. But if it doesn't happen, there's room for ijtihad. There's reasons for it. It is legitimate to call the first day of Ramadan today. It is also legitimate to call it tomorrow the first day of Ramadan. Actually, you should know the whole world cannot fast on the same day. It's impossible. The world is divided into two anyway, as we know from the time lapse and difference between one end of the world and the other. So, nevertheless, whatever opinions we're following, they shouldn't be slagging of each other and saying that the others have followed the wrong day. The families living in the same place should be fasting and celebrating the Eid on the same day. And also, the best is to follow the mosque that you spend, you normally pray in or go to Jummah in. So let's not go bogged down. The public don't have enough knowledge and information of the possibilities of ijtihad on this. So, but nevertheless, our brothers and sisters, those who begin fasting tomorrow, they are our beloved brothers and sisters. Those who are fasting today, they are our beloved brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, fill us with mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, give us the tawfiq to do good deeds in this month despite our lockdown. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise this waba, this infection and pandemic from humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring light to humanity, bring them back on Surat al-Mustaqim. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.